Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Left point, Wyman with five, scales it towards the net. It's blocked down by Giroux. He'll clear it. And the Flyers with a comeback for the history books from 0-3 down to win the series in seven games.
Just didn't happen, and we needed to push for more, and you know, that's a time where you definitely can't sit back and you got to keep pushing for more and have that killer instinct. They just found a way to get the win.
Duke has been great all year. It's been great throughout the series, but you know, it's a team effort, a team thing, and you win and you lose together.
The fact that we got this far and battled as a team to get to this point, I don't have any answer for it.
And with the second pick, the Boston Bruins select from the Plymouth Whalers, Tyler Seguin.
To go to a team like Boston, not only is it very historic, but also it's almost like a dream come true.
On behalf of the Boston Bruins organization, I'd like to formally introduce Nathan Horton.
Horton, little room, his draw score! Nathan Horton wins game seven in overtime, and the Bruins beat the Canadiens 4-3.
Horton!
Mark Savard out with post-concussion symptoms.
I pushed hard as I could to get through those tests, and I did, and I eventually came back and played, and I probably shouldn't have played.
First transaction was acquiring Rich Peverley in return for Blake Wheeler and Mark Stewart.
Peverley, a rich shot, and he scores! It is swing redemption for the Bruins. A year after their hearts were broken by the Flyers, they come back and sweep the Flyers out of the playoffs.
Hockey! What can you say about Marchand, about what he has become?
I'm really glad he's on my team, because I'd probably want to kill him if he's on the other side.
Marchand, second chance, and he scores! Marchand with the empty netter!
Don't make the big, scary man guy angry!
Gracie looking, feet toward tip, score! Nathan Horton in front!
Put a couple biscuits in the basket.
And the Bruins win! The Bruins win! They're in the Stanley Cup Finals!
Down on the ice now, it's Horton!
Is a late hit by Aaron Rome after Nathan Horton had distributed that puck.
Number four, Bobby Orr, waving a number 18.
Left point, Ferentz, a long draw, score! Andrew Ferentz from the left point, let it fly, score! Rich Peverley in front, David Luongo, rebound, score! David Krejci on the rebound, circle of wrist shot, score! It broke through Luongo!
It's an easy save for me, but if you're wandering out and aggressive like he does, I mean, that's going to happen, so...
Score! Scores! Andrew Ferentz let it go!
Here comes Corey Schneider right now.
Ferentz a 3-0 lead for the Bruins, and Roberto Luongo is out.
What do you think of them pulling Luongo with?
Luongo, get it straight on Alpo! Luongo sucks!
Bieksa will track it down. He's going to kill the rest of the clock. And for the first time in their history, they'll play a Game 7 of the Finals in Vancouver Wednesday night.
Nathan Horton, he's made the trip here for Game 7. Here he is, squirting water from Boston onto the Vancouver ice.
I think Horton is my water changer.
Yo, I can't flex anymore. I'm freaking out.
Hey. Hockey!
Marchand looking, curls out to the right circle, spins back in deep, feeds it in front, score! Patrice Bergeron on the slot, set up by Marchand. Bergeron to the net, chased, bumped down by Erhoff, score! It rolled in! Bergeron gets it shorthanded!
I'm glad I brought my insurance card and extra medication!
Lays it across to Daniel, backhander, save Thomas! And he reached behind him with a glove to make sure he had it.
Tim Thomas is your daddy!
Marchand, a rush shot, and he scores! Around the net, wraparound, plus puck, score! And a 4-0 lead for the Bruins with 2:44 left.
We want the cup!
Get the duck boats ready. After 39 long years, the cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions. Stanley Cup champions. Stanley Cup champions.
It's surreal what's happening right now. I can't believe that we won and it's over.
when you can go out on top like this and finish your career with a group of guys like this and how committed we were all year, it's unbelievable.
It's been a dream come true. It was an awesome year. It doesn't get any better, right? Look where we are. Yeah, suck it, Felger. I guess we're not that bad after all, huh?
Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go
Bruins! 98.5, the Sports Hub. Who else is exhausted?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Nick is, everyone. It's a lot.
At least the next 2 hours is somewhat action-packed to kind of keep us going. But, yeah, I mean, you have that many people in studio all yelling and cheering for Mike behind the Mike Callahan, oh, yeah, that is.
The post-show meeting is by.
Yeah.
The post-show meeting is us here. We'll get Ty Anderson in for an hour, and then we'll be on our way.
Well, just think about how Nick feels. He's going to be out at the game tonight afterwards. You know, either way,
he gets to sleep in the North End. That is the conversation. He's going to sleep at his dad's place.
That's a smart move. That is a smart move.
Bird has to go to Fenway after this.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a 4 o'clock game. They moved it up. Yeah, so he'll be doing that. But think about it. I mean, if you are in the North End, like I lived off Boylston Street when they won 2011, and once again, it was in Vancouver, but still, Boylston Street was insane after they won. Like everyone just went downtown and just started running around the place, and you saw what happened. Was this when the Red Sox won that Boston Common got, like, everyone freaked out on Boston Common, too? Like, I mean, you don't have to have the game in town for everyone to go nuts.
But if it's in town, it's even crazy.
I remember 08 when I did the Celtics win, when I was at the Celtics win over the Lakers for the 08 championship. Anywhere you went around North Station was nuts for hours after that.
Well, I mean,
I want to go out for the game, but I just don't think I can hack it. I just don't think I can do it anymore.
It's so... you know what it is,
Fred?
It's going to be worth it. Like, I mean, if they... Obviously, if they don't win, it's one thing. But if they win, it is so damn worth it. Like, you'll be glad you got your ass up out to go do it.
Remember when there was a time where the Patriots won the Super Bowl, and they had announced school was closed. And we had about 15 people, if you count kids at our house. And they announced that there was going to be no school and people didn't have to go to work. So I just got annihilated and, like, stayed up. And then I came in the next morning and I'm like, the Patriots won the Super Bowl. It was like all these entities, just everything worked against me.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't know. We'll see what I do. I can't watch the third period out. But I did in 2011. So who knows what I'll do. I watched in Framingham in 2011.
Well, it has been a weird day or two getting ready for this. I mean, obviously, everyone's getting antsy from both teams. But you were talking about Craig Berube, the coach of the St. Louis Blues. And did you see the comments that he made yesterday to the press?
He's playing mind games. He's playing mind games. He's trying to intimidate a professional hockey team.
Oh, sure. I mean, so yesterday...
And if they worked on the... I mean, this is JV... This is JV time with Berube.
Well, he knows what he said influenced the outcome of several of the games. Like, after game three, he made that comment saying that they were the least penalized team throughout the playoffs, which is a lie. I mean, in no round were they the least penalized.
And then after game five, he was like, well, it's not my job to talk about
Right. That was when, of course, you know, it was so egregious that finally Bruce Cassidy, who had been very diplomatic up to that point, had to say something. Like, how do you not say something when you see Achari get tripped, which ended up leading to the game-winning goal? So yesterday, Berube, and I almost knew this was going to happen, just because the type of guy he is. He said that he wants to see more physicality, saying that some players might have held back in game six because of the possibility of suspension.
Good. Run them all. Have it be one big power play, you idiot.
I was about to say, you know, you can still get a five-minute major.
And by the way, okay, here's why this is stupid in so many ways. A, what do you think this is? Like, mite hockey? Like, you think they're going to be afraid? B, you've just alerted the officials that you plan to go over the line. And C, the biggest chance you have of losing this game is because of the dominance of the Bruins' power play. 5-on-5, you can win this game if you're the Blues. However, if you're heavily penalized, you're not going to win. You're not if you get five minors on the Bruins, you're not winning this. 5-on-5, you can win this. 5-on-5, you can make an argument they're a better team. But I think Berube, it was JV, it was panicking. And what if I'm a professional athlete, I'm going to be afraid that they're going to like hit me hard?
Yeah, this is going to be a weird night because of, you know, the whole thing that they've been able to, and when they've been able to win, it's when they've been able to pull off dirty hits and when they've been over aggressive and haven't been penalized for it. But there's also another aspect, and that is Bennington going to crack? Because after the game in game 6, I mean, we obviously believe that goal from, who was that from? Coleman? Was it Carlo? Carlo, that's right.
Carlo, the bouncer,
just
yes.
Softest puppy crap. And he was asked about that goal. Listen to this guy's answer. After, this is Captain Cool, by the way.
This is a guy we've been applauding for his robotic-like attitude, which you want out of a goaltender.
What happened on the second goal?
I think did you watch it? Did it bounce there? Or did it
He goes, yeah, what happened? He goes, did you see it? Yeah. And he goes, did it bounce there? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, yeah, good eye.
Yeah. So if you score first in this, you got to score first in this game. Oh, if they don't score first. Yeah.
Well, then I know you're going to turn the TV off. I know that.
I can't turn it off. I turn it on to a nice comfort.
Are you switching? You're going to watch whatever it is. Give Me a Break. Something. Yeah, another sitcom.
Yeah. Whatever is on TBS probably. Yeah. I hope it's not a Big Bang Theory night. But whatever it is, I got to get into the comfort.
Can we compare that to Tuukka Rask? So this is Tuukka Rask yesterday being asked about Game 7.
Worried about?
They said, are you worried about Game 7? And here's what Tuukka Rask, this was the answer.
Worried about?
No worries. No worries. I don't think you play this long and battle hard just to, you know, come here and start worrying about anything. It's a game, and you go out there, you execute and then hopefully you play your best game and see what happens.
Yeah. We're not going to focus on anything we can't control. We're going to focus on our game. We're not going to worry about worries and the way things can play out.
That is said like guys who have been there before.
Yeah. Yep. More than once.
They're probably shaking in their boots because Berube said that they're going to take liberties and announce to the world that they're going to do it.
How dumb can you be?
I don't know. I heard that and I thought this is a coach that's
panicking. Well, obviously Berube's never been there here to this stage as a head coach. And I think as a player, he only made the cup finals once, if I remember right. And that was that team that lost to Detroit in the late 90s. I think Washington made it that far. He doesn't have a lot of experience. None of his players do
I mean, that's something that you don't hear in a lot of sports. I mean, that's like Buddy Ryan crap. Like, you know,
well, they want to announce their presence with authority in the worst possible way.
That's also the opposite of like what most coaches will do to get the refs on your side. Well, they'll be like, oh, you know, the other teams be up. They're like, no, we are going to be borderline suspension worthy.
Yeah. And then, you know, we'll take the penalties. Well, that's not a good way to play the Bruins. If they decide to play that way, that's going to be in the Bruins' favor.
Here's the thing. First goal, I think, is very important to St. Louis. Well, I think it's more important to St. Louis considering the experience factor. Okay. You got a lot of guys who have been through it. Guys that were on the ice when Chicago scored twice in the last minute to cost them a cup. They were a minute away from a Game 7. Whether or not Bergeron would have played, that's a separate issue. These guys have seen bad stuff happen to them before.
But if you score first in this game, and by the way, the team that's up in this series has had great success. I think that you can get the goaltender. I think that there's a chance that he might lose it.
But having said that, Fred, and you say scoring first is most important in this series, and up until now that's true. I think Game 7's in this particular instance,
sure,
Game 7's completely different.
Okay.
If the Bruins fall behind 1-0 after one period, I'm a lot less worried for them than I would be for St. Louis if they're behind 1-0 after the first period.
Fair enough. All right. We'll be back. You have 13 and a half minutes to get down here. We got tickets to Game 7.
The parking lot cam is very entertaining to watch.
That's on Twitch. If you go to twitch.tv or in search
Has anyone seen Bird
on,
recently?
He's right there. Twitch app.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Once and for all, let's bring as many people up.
Let's do that at 8:30.
Let's do that now. Trust me. Timing-wise, let's do that now. You're going to want to do it now. Trust me. Because we're running late, and we're going to make the announcement close to 9. So,
okay. All right.
No, you want to do it now. Trust me.
Okay.
Okay. So bring up as many people as you can. We'll get them up here. They've already registered and, we will, get our final, bouts of excitement before we make our big drawing. And we will have that for you in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
A rally around Angie. The shot scores. Josh Caron puts the Bruins up to.
That's what you have here tonight, boy. That's what you've earned here tonight.
Krejci to Kyle! And the Leafs are mulch again!
One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. Not this game.
Dishes across to Hanson. Score! Overtime winner for the Boston Bruins. The winning goal for Charlie Coyle.
Not tonight. Tonight, we skate. Tonight, we stay with them.
He scores! David Backes hits the shot. Save and score!
And the Boston Bruins have gotten to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
We stay with them, and we shut them down because we can.
And it's over! Score! Bergeron! Another power play goal for the Bruins! Score! Bergeron! And it's 3-0.
Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world.
This is a black and gold freight train.
You were born to be hockey players.
The Boston Bruins are ahead of the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade.
You were meant to be here tonight. Sick and tired of hearing about a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them.
And the Boston Bruins have forced a Game 7 on Wednesday that'll take place at TD Garden to decide the Stanley Cup.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
All right. You have 5 minutes. To get down to 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. Chief, want to make him cheer? We'll tell you, Nick. Mark Gemelli in studio. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
All right, now you were just outside, weren't you, with the people?
It is wild. It is so much fun going on out there. It's incredible.
Have you signed autographs?
He is a star. Everyone wanted a selfie with that man.
Of course he is.
He is a star.
I try not to touch anybody, but it was...
Apparently the downstairs bathroom is not a place that anyone wants to go.
Oh, man.
They've been letting people use the bathroom downstairs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's like black and gold butt paint all over the toilet.
Yeah. That's what you want to call it.
I mean, we've had people come up here. There's one guy who made a luchador mask that looked like he had actually duct taped his face.
No, he had.
Scary. It really is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had different, you know, the Captain America Bruins guy. There's been...
Is the BWO here?
They said they were coming. I do not know if they're here. here. Oh, there we go.
They are.
We have some members of the BWO.
They have presented Nick with a shirt.
All right. All right, let's bring in the BWO
okay,
first.
Okay, let's just the BWO first. Is it all of them or just one guy?
It's just... All right,
just let's bring them all
in. No, let's bring him in and then Chief...
okay, we're just going to first bring in our member of the BWO and Chief Wanamaker Cheer, and then we'll bring in the rest of the crew that's out there because we want to obviously fill up the studio.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah, baby.
It's BWO Sting and Chief.
Sting, where you at?
All right. Mark Jamelli, are you frightened by the BWO fella?
Whoa. It's like the last blind date I had, for God's sake.
It's like the last blind date.
How's it been out there, NWO Sting?
It's a little hot in the trench coat, I'm not going to lie.
You can take the trench coat out.
Trench coat stays on.
Yes. Chief Wanamaker Cheer is in full regalia. He's been out there in the sun.
Has your status been boosted? Like, do people now recognize you after you won the contest?
When I walk down Canal Street, I have a camera in my face the entire time that I'm out there. Whether it's NHL Network or NBC Sports or NESN or Fox or whoever, there's a video camera in my face. I get about 1,500 friend requests on Facebook every day.
Wow, that's impressive.
I only take the hot chicks, though, sorry.
There you go. So you have one follower.
So, Chief Wanamaker Cheer, so you seem like a very opinionated man. Who's the biggest prick on the St. Louis Blues?
Maroon sucks, Perrone sucks, the coach sucks, all of them. The GM, they're picking on the ice guys at the Garden. He sucks, too.
Did you hear that? Okay, so I don't know if you
heard... I know the guy that he yelled at.
What, was it Grizzlick's dad?
No, it wasn't Johnny's dad.
Okay, so what the deal was is that the GM of the Blues yesterday, Doug Armstrong, he apparently got pissed that the ice crew was not ready. They did not have the ice ready for the skate that the Bruins have practiced, or the Blues, rather, were going to have. And he got pissed at him and started yelling at him, in which a Bruins crew member said, "Who blanked in your cheer heels this morning?"
By the way, he had every right to be pissed. I mean, that was good. He had every right to be pissed about that.
He said,
that.
"Do your effing job," apparently, he said to them.
Yeah.
You don't have to be an a-hole about it.
Yes, you do.
And according to Dan Roach, who everything is, sunshine and roses, the Bruins had to wait for their skate, too.
Sure.
In St. Louis.
And that's not right.
And they didn't complain.
Okay. Well, you would have complained. If that would have happened to any team locally, you would have complained.
All right, should we bring in the crew?
All right. Let's bring in everybody. Here we go.
Let's bring them all in. Let's do it.
All right, the announcement is going to be coming up before 9 o'clock of who wins tickets to Game 7. The Wallaholics already coming in. There's guys on rollerblades. There are guys that have already been in here. All right, there's a lot of people. I won't lie to you, Rich. And they keep filing in.
It's our worse than Brady contestant who lost. Stefan, right?
I voted for him that day.
All right, everyone is keeps jamming in here.
Right, we're trying to get everyone in, so keep moving. And Bird, can you have some people come up to the front too?
Yeah,
keep over going here.
All right, this is
we may be close to. We got like 75-80 people we're going to fit in here.
Yeah, this is going to be it.
Just do not. No. Actually, guys, just against the wall because the Twitch people.
The rest of the BWO, I'm told, is coming in.
Scoot on in. Come on, let's get them up. All right. Screw it. Who cares about Twitch? Everybody get in. Everybody come in.
The BWO is here. I'm seeing, again, the smell of weed has returned to the building.
You know what?
Body heat has taken over.
We made it.
That's right.
I don't care about the rest of the camera. You guys come on, move in here. I don't care if you block it. I don't at this point. Come in this way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not here, you are not winning tickets. That is, someone in this room is going to win tickets to Game 7.
How about that? Hogan and Flair. The whole team showed up.
Oh, the whole BWO is here.
All right, Warrior, get over here. All right, the BWO.
He's teaching.
All right, hang on. Let me stop the music. Just to get a concept for people listening as to how many people are in this room, let me hear a Let's Go Bruins.
Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins!
Yeah.
Let's go Bruins!
Can you feel heat? There's heat.
Wow, I might have peed
myself. And there's twice as many people outside still. There is. All right, now Hulk Hogan of the BWO.
Okay, Hulk Hogan.
Tell us your thoughts as we lead into this Game 7.
Thoughts on what, brother?
On Game 7 and just how you're feeling today.
Get right in that mic. How do you feel? Get right in the mic. How do you feel about Game 7?
Right now, brother, back against the wall last game, Game 6. Game 7, our building. We ain't going nowhere until we get that cup. This is the cup, baby. We're going to raise it over our heads. Bring it down. And I want the Blues to know one thing. We took our vitamins. We said our prayers. And Tukamania is going to run wild.
There you go.
That was...
Give me those tickets, brother.
You guys got to.
Mark Jumelli, what did you think about that speech? Is that a good one?
Incredible. Uplifting.
Can we get a Mark Jumelli chant?
Mark Jumelli!
Nick is dying inside.
Mark Jumelli! Mark
Jumelli! Okay, can we get a Nick's gonna die?
Nick's gonna die!
All right, very good.
Okay, so we obviously, poor Nick. I love Mark over there, feigning that he actually cares. So, is there anybody in here who thinks they can do a better job getting the team pumped than Macho Man? Who's got the gift?
Macho
Man. Sorry. I apologize.
You're in trouble over there, man.
Anyone? Yeah, those are amazing pythons that you indeed have. Okay, so yeah, one of you guys is going to win. Somebody here in the studio, or if there's anyone else, is there anyone else left outside?
Yes, there's
twice as many people outside.
Oh my God, people have showed up.
Bring them in.
No. The body heat in here is reached.
The smells are really good right now over in my corner.
Okay.
Really nice.
If you've already drank this morning, let me hear you say aye.
Aye!
Yeah, God, Bruins fans. I just was offered a swig of some mystery juice. That, sir, looks like urine.
Yeah, that is urine. Listen, Mark Jumelli's into that. You can do it. You can... spraying on over there. They call Mark Kelly. So, all right. So, it's very exciting. We will be giving away tickets this hour. And,
Who thinks they're going to win this, by the way? Who's going to do it? All right. Can I get a Jim Gray socks?
Jim Gray socks! Jim Gray socks! Jim Gray socks!
There you go. Mark Jumelli saying it louder than anybody.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
You did not like what
he
Jim Gray did.
Did not like what Jim Gray
no.
did.
No, you did not. All right. What's that?
The officials of Game 6 suck.
Game 5. Game 5. Yeah, those
officials
are
fine.
Yeah, those they definitely suck. All right. Well, congratulations, guys. All you guys, you know, you have a one in however many chance. It's a hell of a lot better than having to spend $4,000 on two tickets. It's also a hell of a lot better than being a one in however many 100,000 or whatever we did a stupid phone-in thing. So all you guys truly deserve it. Congratulations. But only one's going to walk away with the tickets, unfortunately.
That's right. And we'll be making that drawing coming up here in just a matter of moments. Let's just get one loud... and then we...
We want the cup! We want the cup!
We want the cup! We want the cup! We want the cup!
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. A very excited group of Bruins fans.
Can I just take you randomly into the other radio stations here just to screw up the show?
Yeah!
All right, follow Rich.
Ramiro sucks! Ramiro sucks!
Oh, stop it. They don't even want to do it. All right, Rich, go pipe him around. All right. Okay, who wants to do headlines for John?
Anybody?
Macho Man. No. How about Macho Man?
Oh, yeah.
Or Hogan.
Oh, this is Hulk.
Oh, sorry.
Hogan.
Wait, who wants to do it? Flair, Macho Man, or Hulk?
Yeah, how about, do you guys want to...
All right.
All together? Heading over to Wallach's Headlines, all right?
Hang on.
Except for the sponsor.
The BWO.
I will do sponsor, right?
We'll be doing John Wallach's Headlines in front of a studio audience.
All right.
Don't be nervous.
Aside from the sponsor.
All right, I'll take care of the sponsor. Who's up first?
Right here?
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. BWO with the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
What's up?
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the pornos. Here we go.
It's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good time.
I'm gonna be so hungover at work tomorrow, I'm not gonna do anything.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And if you're hearing me outside, Kelly, the head of promotions here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, could you please draw a name? Oh, Kelly has the name.
Kelly has the name. All okay, right. We have not seen it. So she has. Everyone was signed up. The cutoff was 8:30. All the people are waiting outside. Kelly has drawn a name. We do not know what it is, but we're going to announce it here in about 10 minutes.
You want to? Well, let's just do it now and get it over with, because so we're going to announce the name. Kelly, if you can give me the name.
Hang on. We need Nick to go downstairs.
Yes, I'm getting it together, baby. Don't worry about it. So, Nick, go downstairs, and when you hear me announce the name, grab the person and bring them up. And then tell everyone thank you for coming, but it's time to go.
So you said there was a helicopter over the top?
Mike Thomas texted us. I'm sure he texted you, too, and said that there was coverage.
Oh, good.
All right, so Kelly, if you could please bring in that name for me, I would be much obliged. Kelly, in here.
So this is the person who, since 3:30 this morning, there has been a crowd gathering outside of our studio, as you can tell by the last several breaks. You know, jeez, quite how many people have shown up, and they have been here trying to win these tickets for tonight's game.
Did you apply, Mark?
No.
Okay. He's going to say, that's going to sound like home cooking.
Yeah. Well, that's why we had somebody else that's not us pick the winner.
Rich and I, or no one on the show, has seen these, have touched these.
I still have no idea who it is. And all I know is that Nick is standing outside waiting for our call. So should we go ahead and give away these tickets? Who, as I said, cheapest ones in right now seem to be about $2,000. So this is a huge prize, upwards of $4,000.
Nick, can you call in? Nicholas, call in the hotline, because I want to hear the trepidation of the crowd.
All right, he's standing outside right now.
Yeah, cover your chest, Nick. All
right, do you worry about Nick when he's out there doing those recaps?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, so do we. Don't worry.
I think people. I think most people understand what Nick's deal is now.
We wouldn't let anything happen to him. In all seriousness.
Yeah. I always say turn sideways when you interview people.
Yeah,
so they can't fall into him.
Right.
All right, so we are getting Nicholas on the phone.
Okay, he is out. Let me see is the crowd.
Yeah, you give us a report on the crowd. Young Nicholas not answering the phone.
Really?
Yes. Bird, just run down with your phone. Just call the hotline, run down with your phone.
Call the hotline right now and run downstairs.
Yep, and he is... he's got to look at the number, even though he answers the phone. You love Bird. Is it because he's dumber than your son?
Yes.
Well, maybe in the meantime, we could just play a little music.
Okay, Jamelli. All right, so Jamelli's on the phone. Nicholas, hello.
Hi.
All right, so all I want is a reaction from the crowd, okay? All right.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a lot of angry people.
Good. It's not me down there. All right. Okay, the person who won these tickets is young.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to build suspense. They are from Massachusetts.
Hot dog or taco?
Hot dog.
Okay.
All right.
Their zip code starts with a zero.
Really? That's not an upset.
They are from Billerica.
Oh. I don't hear anything out there. Go ahead, announce it.
Because they're in a delay.
Oh, they're in a delay. Okay.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Go ahead and announce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grant Milliken, you have won two tickets to Game 7 tonight.
Wow.
As the Boston Bruins, the first time since 1984 a Game 7 has been held in Boston. And it is very exciting.
What a prize. What a prize.
What a prize, Mark Jamelli. I mean, are we kidding each other? This is a huge prize.
Where is he? Don't swear.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. Let's just cut the phone off because they're swearing. All right. Can we bring that guy up here?
No swearing.
No, you can't swear.
Remember, they got to be present to win.
Yes. And, oh, that's a good point.
And there is not, as of right now, Nick can't find the guy. So we might have to draw a second one.
Nick, can you find the guy?
Oh, I didn't. They're all clapping.
We got him. All right, Nick, do we have the guy?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's bring him up here. That would have been a shame.
Oh, how about that?
All right.
What so pressure?
Grant Milliken, only 19 years old. Does wow. us no good wow. in the ratings.
How about that?
He's not even in the demo that we need
if
to win.
If only he was 25, around maybe 54.
If he was somewhere between 25 and 54. But listen, our young numbers could use a boost. So Grant Milliken from Billerica, Georgia. Billerica, Mass. It's been a long day, Mark. Yeah. It's been a long morning. All right, let's get him up here. You know what? Let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk to him.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
What's up?
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And there it goes. Grant Milliken, all of 19 years old, gets the tickets to the big Game 7 tonight. And I got to meet Mark Jamelli for the first time.
It's been an honor, Fred. It's been an honor.
It absolutely has been. I've enjoyed your company a great deal.
Me too.
And the Nick getting upset is just a wonderful side effect.
Unbelievable. His face was... He's now just raising the hand to me. Making a gesture.
Yeah, he doesn't care for it when you and I talk.
Yeah, I know.
Did he talk poorly of me, Mark Jamelli, when you're together? Does he talk poorly of me?
Never.
Okay.
Never. And never has, going back to BCN.
No, he should have been BCN. I was very rough on
him. You guys were crazy.
Yes. That was when it was fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. My mother called one day. She was in Florida, and she goes, "What did he do?" I go, "What do you mean, Ma?" She goes, "Well, it's just the BCN people going, oh, you want to hear him on the radio. He's unbelievable." Really? Okay. She said, "What did he do?" I go, "Ma, nothing. They just have fun, Ma." You know. So.
And Nick is. I don't know what he's doing, but he's
freaking
out.
He was not happy about this story. I don't know what it was. He was not happy about this story at all. He was trying to wave his dad off as he was calling.
It's called the kibosh. That was the old.
That's the kibosh. Don't talk about that.
Well, your father has talked to me about dating, about his pornography habits. I've heard it all. So, listen.
Yeah, my cousins are all reporting Pornhub, Uncle Mark. Pornhub. I'm going to have that tattooed.
How's the recliner?
Love it.
You love it? The new recliner from Bernie and Phil's?
With the heat and the lumbar support, I'm in my glory on it. I really am.
Do you have to fight your friend who loans the socks to you?
Well, they all come in. They all want to sit in it, you know?
So how much room is there? Because we were talking about your condominium and that it's very small. You've loaded it with these recliners.
Three of them.
Yeah. Is it hard to get around? Four now, because there's one in the bedroom.
Yeah, no. There's room to walk around, but it's very cozy, you know? And, of course, I have the best view of Boston. I have the parking lot at City Hall, you know?
Yeah, you got that blue light?
I got out now. It's the, you know, the navy blue with the gold last night.
Really? You know? In spirit of the Boston Bruins?
It sure is.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you, sir.
And is there anything you would like to say? If indeed some of the Bruins are listening this morning, would you like to say anything to get them motivated?
Concentrate. Okay, and kick ass. That's what I want to tell you.
All right,
it's our cup, guys. It's our Boston Cup.
It is, absolutely. Well, Mark Gemelli, it's been a pleasure. It's been the highlight of my day, is meeting you. The body heat that lingers in the studio.
Jeez, even I stink. I like it got so hot in here that I smell. Awful.
I got some kind of fluid on my hand.
One guy was like a multiple MIG situation.
I don't know. I went in. I've never washed my hands so many times in my entire life. I just had this dab of liquid on my hand. And I'm saying to myself, I need to get this thing off of me.
Ugh.
All right. Well, listen. Billy Jaffe is here. He's going to come in studio and he's going to carry the 9 o'clock hour. And then we will all go home and get our rest. And prepare for what will be a fantastic Game 7, a stressful Game 7. And
let's hope it's like the Game 7 against Vancouver.
I got a feeling.
Let's hope it's over before it starts.
It's a stand in front of your TV night, boys. That's what this is.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So we will be back. And thank you to everyone who came out today. And we will be back. No commercials here, just the headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.